Hey there, and welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw, and I'm thrilled to get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. And on behalf of Pastor Chuck and Pastor Benj and the rest of our team, I just want to say thanks for making these podcasts part of your daily routine. Now, if you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and it's a way to encourage you. And our hope is that your soul would be refreshed and you'd walk into your day with hope. And so whether you listen to these in the car, on the treadmill, in your living room, whenever you listen to them, our hope is that you would be encouraged and challenged by them. Now, if you've been on them, you know that we've been talking about the climb. And today I want to talk about this one area of the climb that's so important, and it's this idea of counting the cost. Anytime we have a major decision, anytime we have something that we feel called to do, something that we're compelled to do, we need to stop and we need to count the cost. In fact, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 25 says this. It says, "It is foolish and it's rash to make a promise to the Lord before counting the cost." See, every decision we make, every commitment that we make costs us, and it's going to cost us in one of four areas. It'll cost us in our time, it'll cost us in our money, it'll cost us in our energy, and it'll cost us in our relationships. See, every decision and every move we make on the climb has a price tag. Let me give you a practical, just a real practical example of this today. Somebody's going to ask you to do something. Somebody's going to ask to get on your calendar, or they're going to ask you to commit to some party or to something. And depending on your personality, if you're like me, you want to say yes to everything. Well, if you're not careful, if you say yes to everything, if you say yes to every calendar invite, if you say yes to every party or every get together or everything, if you're not careful, you won't take into account that it's costing you something. Every yes on your calendar means no to something else. Every yes to some commitment means no to another commitment. And so I would say, just real practically, don't feel pressured to say yes to everything. It's okay to say, let me get back to you on that. It's okay to put some space between you and the decision and to ponder and to think about, what is this going to cost me? For example, man, you could say yes to something every evening of the week. And then when it comes time to say, you know what, I need to date my spouse, I need to take them out, I need to spend some quality time with them. If you're not careful, you've said yes to so many other things that it requires you to say no to something that I would say is even more important. And so that's why it's so important, before we say yes to something, that we count the cost in time, money, energy, and relationships, because it's easier to get into debt when it comes to these four things than it is to get out of it. It's easier to get in debt financially than it is to get out of debt. It's easier to overschedule ourselves than it is to underschedule ourselves. It's easier to find ourselves spread thin in the area of relationships than to spend quality time with the people in our life. You get the drift, right? We need to account for the cost. Luke 14, verses 28 and 29 says, "If you want to build a tower, you first sit down and decide how much it costs, to see if you have enough money to finish the job. If you don't, you might lay the foundation, but you would not be able to finish. Then all who would see it would make fun of you." And so for me, when I started launching into 2017, I started working through the worksheets when it comes to the area of the climb. I started thinking about the specific goals I had in mind. And I had to think about, what price tag does each of these goals have on my time, my money, my energy, and my family? And here's the thing, just because it costs you something doesn't mean it's bad. In fact, in each of these areas, I've made some goals in my life that are going to require some sacrifices, but because I have a clear picture of where I want to be at the end of this climb, when I have a clear picture of what I want my time to look like, or I want my relationship with my wife to look like, when I have a clear picture of the destination of the climb, then I'm able, when I stop and I ask this question, is this worth it? I'll be able to say yes, because I know where I'm going. And this is true not just individually, that's true of our church. And there's a lot of things that we wish we could do at our church. There's a lot of building and maintenance things that we'd like to do, but we've made a decision that we know it's going to cost us something. And during the season, we're going to put more money in hands-on ministry and missions than we are in buildings. Does it cost us something? Absolutely. But is it worth it? Man, when we see people getting baptized, when we see marriages rescued, when we see people finding purpose, when we're able to help provide meals in our community, does it cost us something when it comes to our buildings? Yes. But is it worth it? Absolutely. So here's the question I would encourage you to ask today before you make another major decision on your climb. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but ask this question on the front end. Is it worth it? Count the cost before you climb. Man, I hope you have a great day today, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.